Welcome back to Hank Williams, I Saw the Light. I'm Peter Cooper. Producer and director Mark Abraham wrote the script for I Saw the Light. Actor Tom Hiddleston saw the opportunity to play Hank as exciting and a challenge.
He seemed to get behind the legend. You know, Hank Williams is an icon. He's someone who means so much to so many people. And the script I read was about a young man struggling with his own demons, with a genuine talent, in a rough marriage, and trying to make his life work. And I was moved by the portrait of the artist. And it was those things I could relate to. I could relate to him as a creative person in a commercial business trying to stay true to himself. And I found the human being in the script a thrilling prospect. And then came the difficult task of becoming Hank. It was daunting initially, because even though I needed to commit myself to representing him, to celebrating his talent and showing his struggles, I knew that I needed to change certain things about myself. It's no secret to anyone, as I sit before you, that in many ways I'm nothing like him. I have a British passport and was born in London in 1981. Hank was born in 1923 in Mount Olive, Alabama. And I said to Mark, I said, if I'm going to do this, I need help. I need somebody to help me. If I was playing an athlete or a sprinter, I would need a running coach. If I'm going to become Hank Williams, I need someone to help me out. And he said, well, let's introduce you to Rodney Crowell. And here he is.
Well, first question is, can you yodel? which is, it would make anybody feel vulnerable, you know. It's like, can you yodel?
You know, there comes a time in a man's life when he's asked to yodel, and that time is a terrifying one. Anyway, so we were sat in this hotel room in Toronto on Easter weekend, and we both got our guitars out.
So, Long Gone Lonesome Blues was where we started. We said, well, you know, let's do the one that's most difficult, see if it can happen. So he'd been a good sport, you know, lit into Long Gone Lonesome Blues, you know, and which is to do that yodel and to get it in tune, bottom notes, top notes, you know, it's like there's a lot of variation in how many notes out of 20 you can actually get in tune. And, Tom got 8 or 9 of them and close to in tune. I said, okay. We're good. We can go from there.
Rodney was just so, he had no judgment, which is something that was a persistent tone for all of our work together, was there was never judgment from Rodney. He understood it was a process. You know, it was just going to take a while to get there, but we just had to keep committing.
I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by. I got to the river, so lonesome I wanted to die, oh Lord. And then I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry. She's a lonesome girl, and I am lonesome blue. Well, I had me a woman, it couldn't be true. She made me for my money and she made me blue. A man needs a woman that he can lean on, but my leaning post is done left and gone. She's a lone go-on, and I am a lonesome blue. She told me on a Sunday she was checking me out. Around about a Monday, she's nowhere about. And here it is, Tuesday, and I had no news. I got them gone, but I've forgotten the blues. I see the lonesome go on, and I am a lonesome blue. Gotta repeat it. I see the lonesome.
Actor Tom Hiddleston.
I said, okay, I'm going back to England to make another film and you're on tour and Like, what do I need to do? You know, I've got 4 months to get myself ready for this. These are big boots. What do I need to do? And Rodney says, before you do anything else, before you think about sounding like Hank, playing like Hank, learn the songs and learn them for yourself. Find out what they mean to you. As far as I understand it, the reason Hank Williams changed the face of American music was because he was one of those guys at a particular time who wrote songs that came from the bottom of his heart. They came from his own life, and there was an authenticity and a sincerity to his lyrics, which caught fire in the imagination of the American South and then the American people. And Rodney's instruction was to understand what those songs meant to me. What does it mean to say, I'm so lonesome I could cry? What does it mean to say, why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? And essentially just to invest myself in the meaning of those songs and then come and see him again in, you know, a few months' time. And Rodney would work on modulating tone and rhythm. But initially the simple work was actually just to mean it, to mean the words, to find the meaning of the songs, to mean it as much as Hank meant it. Because that was the only way I think I was ever going to translate the power of his music to people, is if I was personally invested in the music myself.
Well, why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair is still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? I ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get near her, further, closer than a country mile. Why don't you say the things you used to say? How come you treat me like a piece of clay? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Is that?
Why Don't You Love Me, written by Hank Williams and sung by Tom Hiddleston and Rodney Crowell. I'm Peter Cooper, and you're listening to Hank Williams' I Saw the Light.
It's fascinating. It's something I hadn't thought about before I undertook the role, is that there is something quite ancient in a cultural musical inheritance.
Actor Tom Hiddleston and singer-songwriter Rodney Crowell.
And I was having to go through a process in a matter of months that Hank Williams went through in 25 years, which is just absorbing his own culture. And from what I read and what I understood and what I learned is that Hank was surrounded by blues as a kid. You know, all the people who taught him how to play, they literally taught him the blues. And so what he then did to country music was he kind of bluesified it. I mean, it was already there, but he...
Gospel would be a part of it, too.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
And you know how they use the word... You know, that's the gospel, man.
Yeah.
It's the definitive truth. There's something implied about the way you embrace gospel music that is like you're in the business of delivering the truth, which
yeah.
is what the business Hank Williams
yeah.
was in.
The fascinating part was Rodney's immediate and intuitive understanding about my musical inheritance. There is a tradition of folk music in the United Kingdom, in England and Scotland and Wales, and you know, the way music is taught to children in schools in England, the hymns we sing, it's a very different rhythm. And I noticed, you know, Rodney's first observation was that I was rhythmically right on top of the beat. I was just sitting on it, like kind of almost metronomically. And the instruction was, you're singing the blues now. You have to swim through the beat. You know, and I remember you played me Jimmy Reed and Howlin' Wolf and listening to really great American blues and how free the great blues singers are with their own rhythm.
How behind the rhythm they
behind
like.
Behind the rhythm they like
so
to
much
me.
Good
yeah.
stuff happens yeah. back there
yeah.
in the back.
Yeah. And it was always about sitting back on it, just relaxing into it.
Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting on a woman that ain't got no man. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I went up on a mountain. I looked down at the sea. I seen the crabs and the fishes doing the beep-bop-bee. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
My bucket's got a hole in it, sung by Tom Hiddleston and the Saddle Spring Boys on the soundtrack to the film I Saw the Light. Coming up, we'll hear more about taking on the role of Hank Williams for the film. I'm Peter Cooper, and you're listening to Hank Williams, I Saw the Light.